It's like, why is Hulk Hogan's video even on the fucking... Why are we allowed to see it in the first place? It's just all suspect. I don't believe anybody famous anymore.
I'm often suspicious of any sort of news article. When you see a headline, you've got to figure who wanted that headline to be there. Who does it benefit? Who does it not benefit?
Cullen just texted me in the backbone and said, this is a really good angle, by the way. I'm going back to the Hulk Hogan thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk is devastated by his sex tape. Why is he doing press? Why not cancel? He thinks it's a setup in his opinion.
You're saying that if he was really devastated about it, he probably wouldn't be doing all these interviews about it.
I have no idea about any of it. I just think these days I wouldn't put anything past anybody when it comes to being like a famous person. And it's like these guys, who really loses? Does the Hulk really lose if you get to see a black and white tape of him fucking someone?
Once again, we're all talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you've got to do these days. Was he hot? Because I don't think it's over. I think it's over.
Yeah.
I think it's been over for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't think we care.
Why was it black and white? Where would you even buy a black and white videotape if you... Video camera if you wanted to.
It's like they faded it a bit.
I mean, wait, okay.
Do they sell black and white video cameras?
I know, they look like security cameras and they're not cops.
I didn't watch the video.
That's very true.
Did it look like night vision?
No.
Because oftentimes night vision will cancel out like the colors.
No, it looked like a black and white camera. You're right, a security camera.
Yeah.
That would be a really good way to have a camera in your room and not have anybody flinch at it.
To have a security... Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
What's that?
That's a good point.
I actually disagree. If I... a security camera to me in the bedroom pointing at the bed is sketchier than a fucking video camera pointing at the bed because you're trying to fucking film it without me knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't...
It may have been.
It
may have been a hidden security camera. I imagine security cameras frequently are hidden.
At first, I really thought that it would be true, but it does seem suspicious, and it's about famous people. It's just, if it's suspicious about famous people's gimmicks, I don't believe anybody.
I think they're lying. I didn't think there's anything suspicious about him doing Howard Stern.
Why is it on? Why can we see it?
Right.
That's the. Because I guarantee you nobody goes to jail for it, and there's three people involved in this, and I guarantee you nobody gets hurt for it.
Well, the conspiracy theory that was going around yesterday, I think some like British tabloid site reported that that Bubba let some of his employees see it. Because everyone keeps saying, who has the tape? Who has the tape? Mm-hmm. There's no fucking tape. What is this, fucking 1982? It's a fucking digital file.
Mm.
A lot of people probably have it. It's a fucking video clip. It's a fucking QuickTime file. Supposedly, this I'm sure entirely unfounded tabloid source said that a number of people who worked on Bubba's show saw and therefore had the video because it was passed around digitally, and that somebody was disgruntled at him and at Bubba and released it. In which case, everybody involved with it would be blameless other than you shouldn't have fucking shown your coworkers this video of Hulk Hogan having sex with your wife.
How does that affect Bubba? How do you get Bubba back by putting that video up?
Isn't
that more of a destroying Hulk Hogan?
But if you only had one card to play against somebody to make them look bad in any way,
put it's his ex-wife,
dude. Anything if you had anything on anything,
I think it'd be more of an attack on her.
But I'm just saying, if that's all that you had, if you were angry at somebody and you just had one thing, that wouldn't be a pleasant thing for them to. It's less pleasant for the other people,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly doesn't make Bubba look good. I'm not saying I agree with this, but that's at least a plausible explanation.
It involves Bubba in this whole shitstorm. It strains his friendship with Hulk Hogan. Maybe, you know, it probably hurts him.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not a setup.
I just
hope that for the sake of the human race.
Right.
I do agree with you that I thought doing a Stern interview made a lot of sense because that's the best place to talk to the greatest number of people who would actually really know and care about that, the people directly involved with it. Going and doing a Kevin Rich interview.
Doing like a media tour about it.
Doesn't accomplish anything that the Stern interview didn't already.
I don't know.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Hello, what you want?
Hey, I can shed some light on the camera situation.
Go ahead.
When CCTV cameras go into night vision mode, a lot of times they switch to black and white because it's easier to get a picture that way.
That's what I was saying, but I don't think it was a night vision.
Megan.
Oh, maybe
video.
It was then.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Batman's house. I feel like Batman only sees in black and white. But he also sees with like those little boop, and they scoop, and you can see targets and hit missiles and shit.
Well, you saw the Dark Knight.
If you know what I mean.
The Dark Knight, he's got normal vision, but he's also got like radar vision.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hello, what do you want?
Hey, check it out. I got the story on the cameras. I used to listen to Bubba back in the day, and Bubba was paranoid because he had people fucking stalking him, and he put cameras all over his house. He's got them in the house, outside the house.
Tony Montana shit. That's cool.
What's that?
That's gangster.
Yeah, I'll buy that. For him.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, it seems like somebody that might have security cameras in their house.
Why? People would try to kill him or something?
I think having security cameras in your house often tells you more about what the person thinks about their life than the reality of their life.
I don't
understand. They're more often a sign of paranoia than actual danger.
Yeah, I don't really need cameras in my house. I'm trying to think why I need cameras in my house. I mean, I would have cameras in my house for sex tapes. But I wouldn't have cameras in my house to catch people.
Do you think there's a chance anybody would rob you?
I don't want to catch anybody.
Like you're going to be reviewing your tapes later?
What?
You're going to sit and review your tapes? Sit down with a glass of wine at night? Roll through the footage?
Of absolutely nothing? Maybe a cat walking across a couch after 8 hours of watching a camera?
Filling you with a thrill for that moment?
Will's got this stupid video camera in there. He never fucking sees anything. People steal shit here all the time. He never caught one person.
But he does love it when something allegedly happens. I'll check out the tape.
I'll go to the tape.
Let me bust out a shibling.
Never got anybody with the tape, though.
Have we ever got anybody with the tape?
No!
Will, did you ever catch anybody? How long have we been? How long have we been Big Brother? Big Brother.
That's the biggest snow face I've ever seen. Can't really say it.
I've seen some things on tape that have caused me to talk to some people and tell them that they're on tape.
So you've gotten to people and said, "Hey, you're on notice."
Basically, yeah.
Did you see me steal the paper towels?
No, you have people like just rifling through shit.
Yes,
I'm like, dude. I can't, if I see you doing that again, you're going to be gone because that's not your shit.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I would love to have heard that conversation. Hello!
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, I sell and install security cameras for a living, and 99% of them don't have audio, and that tape has audio, so the Hulk was set up, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Interesting.
You know, he's on the Hulk side, brother.
Brother. Great. I say he's still running the brother thing. I fucking love that.
He legit runs it, too.
He doesn't even care. He means it.
He's kind of like that. What's that fat comedian guy that's like a hee-haw guy, but he ain't a hee-haw guy?
No, Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, he's like Larry the Cable Guy. Mm-hmm. But he's like, but it'd be like Larry the Cable Guy still is like, Larry the Cable Guy sincerely walks around going, get her down, all day still right now.
Do you mean if you catch Hulk Hogan in a private moment, he's actually talking like this all the time?
I've heard the Cable Guy does.
Have a real accent, that is true.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a character he did calling into a radio show.
That's pretty cool, right?
It caught on.